This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Welcome to the CIO House View Daily, bringing you the latest market developments and investment insights. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Wednesday, the 12th of August, and the time is 7 a.m. in New York. Equity markets delivered a mixed performance. At the latest US close, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both fell 30 basis points. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 lost 10 bips, while Switzerland's SMI declined 0.8%. In Asia, the Nikkei 225 gained 0.8%. In foreign exchange, the euro buys 1.154 US dollars, while the dollar buys 0.81 Swiss franc. The US 10-year Treasury yield stands at 4.68%, down 1 basis point. Brent crude is up 0.7% at $90 a barrel, while gold has gained 0.6% to $4,410 an ounce. And that's all for the market update. Now let's take a more detailed look at the latest developments. Turning to today's main topic, oil prices extended their recent gains on Wednesday amid pessimism about a swift resolution to the conflict in the Middle East. While Pakistan's defense minister said the US and Iran are close to some sort of arrangement over the Strait of Hormuz, the US and the Houthis in Yemen reported separate attacks on shipping. Brent crude was trading near $90 a barrel at the time of writing, while the 10-year US Treasury yield remained elevated near 4.7%. The geopolitical uncertainty has kept investors cautious, especially ahead of crucial US inflation data due later today. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh has reiterated that the US Central Bank would not hesitate to act where necessary and appropriate, so any reading that points to renewed price pressures is likely to unsettle markets. Our expectation is that core inflation will continue to cool, allowing the Fed to keep interest rates steady for the remainder of this year. This backdrop should support quality fixed income. Inflation should moderate further as the year progresses. The July Consumer Price Index report is expected to show a second consecutive decline in annual inflation, with headline inflation easing to 3.4% from 3.5% in June. Core inflation is also expected to move lower, with the annual rate falling to 2.5% from 2.6%. That would mark the smallest annual increase since February. While oil volatility remains a risk, we don't currently see higher energy prices as a source of sustained underlying inflationary pressure. Further disinflation in core goods and services should reduce some of the pressure on policymakers to deliver imminent rate hikes. The labour market is not a source of inflationary pressure. The acceleration in job growth during the first half of the year did not extend into July. A decline in non-farm payrolls brought the three-month average gain in jobs back within the estimated break-even range, meaning the pace needed to keep the unemployment rate steady. While unemployment fell to 4.1%, this partly reflected lower labour force participation rather than a clear sign of overheating. Wage growth also softened to 3.2% year over year, its weakest pace in more than 5 years. This should help ease concerns about demand-driven inflation and keep the Fed from adopting a more aggressive policy stance. High starting yields also make for an attractive entry point. Recent bond market weakness has led some investors to question whether it makes sense to lock in yields, but high starting yields can offset part or all of an initial price decline, subject to issuer credit risk. Our analysis shows that US Treasury yields in our preferred 2 to 5 year segment would need to rise by between 100 and around 230 basis points from current levels for falling bond prices to cancel out income returns. In our view, elevated yields provide a material cushion against further rate increases before potential losses are realized. We therefore continue to view quality fixed income as both a source of income and a portfolio hedge, favoring bonds with short to medium maturities. Investors seeking a more diversified income approach can also consider selective exposure to high yield and emerging market credit, as well as equity income strategies. Turning now to other developments which caught our attention. The build-out of artificial intelligence is pushing US electricity demand to new records. According to new estimates from the US Energy Information Administration, electricity consumption is set to reach record highs in 2026 and 2027. Demand is projected to rise from 4,195 billion kilowatt hours in 2025 to 4,268 billion in 2026 and 4,391 billion in 2027. The agency's latest short-term energy outlook suggests that data centers, industrial electrification, and the wider use of electric heating in transport are driving the increase. The outlook also highlights the influence of regulation. After new rules in Texas paused new data center development, the agency cut its 2027 forecast for the state's load growth to 6% from 14% previously. Renewable generation will continue to lead capacity growth, while natural gas demand is still expanding and coal's share is declining. Our view is that many investors have focused more narrowly on technology and artificial intelligence companies that benefit directly from robust capital expenditure. But we think it is important to consider how the build-out will drive substantial investment across the power and resources value chain. Rising electricity demand, artificial intelligence infrastructure needs, and energy security concerns should support a multi-year investment cycle spanning power generation, grids, and electrification. We project $32 trillion US dollars of cumulative spending on electrical infrastructure over the next decade. This should create opportunities across grid resilience, transmission, renewable energy, nuclear power, industrial automation, and critical minerals. Investors should consider diversified exposure to quality industrial and utility companies, as well as commodities such as copper and aluminum. At the same time, they should remain alert to project delays, regulation, and potential shifts in political support that could affect data center construction. Moving on to oil, Brent crude rose toward $90 a barrel on Wednesday morning, taking its gains over the past week to almost 13%. The path to reopening the Strait of Hormuz remains unclear. The US and the Houthis in Yemen reported separate attacks on shipping in the Gulf of Oman and at the entrance to the Red Sea, while both Tehran and Washington have stepped up their rhetoric in recent days. US President Donald Trump said Iran should compensate people killed in attacks linked to Iran and during domestic protests. Iran's top security officials said the Strait of Hormuz would remain closed unless the US releases Iran's frozen assets and ends conflicts throughout the region. Our base case remains that traffic through the Strait of Hormuz will recover gradually over time. Geopolitical uncertainty continues to support exposure to energy and broad commodities as potential sources of return and inflation protection. Energy can help buffer portfolios if shipping or production disruptions persist, while we believe gold remains a useful strategic diversifier. We also expect industrial metals to remain supported by investment in artificial intelligence and electrification. Agricultural commodities have the potential for gains given risks related to El Niño. Looking ahead to Thursday, the 13th of August, the focus will be on England's second quarter economic growth, Eurozone industrial production for June, and the US producer price inflation for July. And that's it for today. I'm Christopher Swan from the UBS Chief Investment Office, and we look forward to bringing you the latest update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.